There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
So the Supreme Court protests continue, about the Supreme Court decision. The mayor of Chicago said, F Clarence Thomas, very, very classy there. Hillary Clinton apparently giving an interview saying women will die and all of this stuff. It still amazes me to hear the Democrats act like pregnancy is a disease. But that's pretty much what they're acting like. And one thing I do want to talk about today is why the left, why they need abortion so much. Why they love abortion, why they need it, why they want to fight for it, why they're so upset. And it really goes beyond just, it really just goes beyond what they say. It's because they have a different view of freedom than our founders did in the right does. So we'll talk about that and more. You're listening to Midday Mobile. Sean Sullivan is out today. I am Yaffe. I filled in for Sean before, as you know. But if you do want to find out more about me, you can just follow me on Twitter at Yaffe. Like the Yaffe Facebook page as well. I usually host the Yaffe program on WVNN in Huntsville, 9 to 11 a.m. You can check the podcast of that show pretty much anywhere podcasts are available. So you can check that out as well if you would like. And I do want to take calls and texts on what we're going to talk about at 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. There's so much going on. We're going to get to other issues. Later on in the show, I do want to get more deeper into the other big victory at the Supreme Court, which had to do with religious freedom and allowing, you know, a football coach to actually practice his religion in public. We'll get to that. And it's kind of related to what we're talking about here. So if you really want to understand why the left, why Democrats, why some people in our society are so passionate about being able to kill unborn babies in the womb, if you really want to get it, well, I'm going to tell you. Actually, I want to play a cut here that exemplifies how the left views freedom and the issue of freedom. By the way, Dalton is here still producing. Dalton, just an FYI, I am getting a little bit of feedback of myself in my headphones. I don't know if my mic is up too loud or my headphones are up. So maybe in the break you can let me know, as long as it sounds fine on your end. But Dalton, do you have the audio ready? All right. Sounds good. How are you today, by the way?
Effie, I'm doing great. Sorry about that. My microphone switches, all kinds of confused here in the studio, but we're doing good down here in Mobile.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah, and we have that audio, and hopefully we'll get that feedback fixed for you here.
Okay, as long as, I mean, do I sound okay on the air?
You sound fine. Yeah, sound good.
Okay, then doesn't matter. as long as it sounds okay on the air, I don't care. So yeah, Dalton, real quick, play the Ibram X. Kendi cut I sent you. This is the guy who wrote How to Be an Anti-Racist. He pushes critical race theory like ideas out there. He was on CBS actually on Juneteenth talking about that. But I really do believe this relates to the abortion debate and the religious freedom debate. Go ahead and play that cut for me, Dalton.
Well, I'm actually going to teach her that it's Freedom Day.
and that throughout this nation's history, there's been two perspectives on freedom, really two fights for freedom. Enslaved people were fighting for freedom from slavery, and enslavers were fighting for the freedom to enslave. And in many ways, that sort of contrast still exists today. There are people who are fighting for freedom from assault rifles, freedom from poverty, freedom from exploitation. And there are others who are fighting for freedom to exploit, freedom to have guns, freedom to maintain inequality. So I really want to get her to understand that there are multiple kinds of freedom, and she should be fighting for and joining with those who are fighting for freedom from something like slavery.
So Ibram X. Kendi, first there, he kind of makes a ridiculous connection between the freedom to bear arms and the freedom from slavery, which is silly. But I do think he's onto something with how the left views freedom versus how the right does. The left constantly thinks freedom means being free from things. You know, in the issue of slavery, it wasn't just about being free from slavery. Yes, they wanted to be free from slavery, but it was to be free to live your life, to do things, to be a citizen, to pursue happiness, the right to life, liberty, and happiness, to have liberty to do something. Wasn't just to be from something. So he makes a kind of a dumb connection to slavery there, but then he gets into, well, I believe freedom is to be free from assault rifles, free from poverty, free from inequality. And that's really how they view freedom. They believe that freedom does not exist unless you get rid of all risk and all responsibility in a society. Where the right believes freedom is the freedom to act, the freedom to worship, the freedom to choose, the freedom to do business, the freedom to do things without government interference. The left believes the opposite, that you are not free except for government interference. So really the founders put forward a system where you are free to pursue your own desires, pursue your own wishes, to pursue life, pursuit of happiness without government interference. The left believes, no. We want the government to provide us everything, and that's freedom. I want the government to provide me a house, to provide me an income, to provide me health care, to make sure nobody else can carry guns, to provide me all of these things. They believe government involvement is the only way to get freedom. It's a very Marxist way of looking at things. That was basically the idea of socialism, that the government was the agent to freedom through action, instead of the government being the agent of freedom through protecting your rights. And the way this relates to abortion is because freedom, in terms of, they believe those who want to have an abortion, they believe they are not truly free unless they are free of responsibility. And that means so much when it comes to abortion. Because the vast majority of girls in this country, unfortunately, who get abortions are doing it as a form of birth control. Yes, there are some times where it's done because of health, or it's done because of rape, or it's done because of incest, but that is the vast minority of those in getting it. The vast majority are doing it because they made a mistake, they had sex out of wedlock, or they didn't use proper protection, or the protection didn't work, and now they are pregnant and they don't want to have the baby. Which means they don't want to be responsible for their own actions. In a normal society, yes, you live with the responsibility of your actions. So if you get pregnant, you live with the responsibility of getting pregnant. Too many people believe that, no, that's not freedom. Responsibility? Taking risks? Living with the consequences of your choices? No, that's not freedom. And that's why they need abortion so much. because they can't be free unless all responsibility is taken away. Of course, that's not what freedom is. In fact, the more government dependency that's created there, the less freedom you really have in the long run. But that's what this gets. It boils down to that, that too many women in our society believe that the only way they can have true freedom is if they can, they don't have to live with the consequences of their actions when it comes to sex. And they don't have to abide by biological reality, the reality of science, which suggests that, yes, having sex could result in getting pregnant. And yes, as a woman, you have a risk of getting pregnant, and your responsibility is to be a mom if you get pregnant. They don't want responsibility. And a society doesn't last out. A free society doesn't last without responsibility, unfortunately. But too many believe, oh, no, 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 I'm not free until that responsibility is taken away. So we're going to talk more about this. We got some texts coming in. We're going to take some calls as well. 251-343-0106. This is Yaffe filling in for Sean Sullivan on Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.
With Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Already got some interesting text messages coming in on the text line. You can text in as well or call in at 251-343-0106. This is Yaffe filling in for Sean today on Midday Mobile. Always love talking to the people of Mobile and talking to you. And by the way, if you want to know more about me, I host the Yaffe program. My last name is Yaffe, Y-A-F-F-E-E. I host that on WVNN in Huntsville. You can find the podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Yaffe, like the Yaffe Facebook page, or just Google the Yaffe program podcast. You can find it. We were talking about the abortion debate, and what I was saying, the point I was making, is that the left views has a very different view of freedom than the right. That the left views freedom as freedom from things, which ultimately means freedom from responsibility. That if you have to live with the consequences of your actions, then you're not free, which is absurd, but that's what they believe. Now, one person texted in and says, you want the government to control women. Women are stupid, and did white men need to control them? And so white men need to control them. Women bodies do not belong to the government. Couple things here. I never said women were stupid. In fact, the vast majority of strong pro-life people that I know are women. There's a show on in Huntsville here, actually, called Prayers for Life with Copper. It's a pro-life show of a woman. So the idea that this is always just men about men controlling women, it was men, all men, in Supreme Court in the 70s that ruled Roe v. Wade. And this time there was actually a woman who ruled against Roe v. Wade. But in terms of the idea of it controlling your body, notice they always say that. It's about controlling the body or reproductive rights. They dance around the issue because they can't tell what the core of it is. Once you have an actual argument about what's actually going on in an abortion, which is killing a life in the womb, that's what's actually going on. It's obvious and it's immoral. So they have to dance around it. The real debate here is if it's a life or not. If it's a life, then yes, it's the government's job to protect that life. Because it's the government's job to protect our rights. It's one of their main jobs. And that life in the womb has a right to live. I mean, imagine this. So people make the argument, oh, well, it's inside the womb, so it's not, it doesn't have rights. If it's a life, it has a right. So the idea that this is about controlling women. Okay, well, let's say the mother has the child then. The mother chooses to have the child, like you said, in this, and then the mother's like, you know what, this is tough. I have a tough life here because I have a child, and I could be in poverty, and you know what, I'm just going to abort the child now. I'm going to kill the child now, after it's born. and the government comes in and arrests that woman, or the police come and prevent that from happening, whatever, does that mean that the government was controlling that woman? The government is controlling that woman. She was choosing to kill her child. Doesn't she have that choice? They're taking away her choice. Her body doesn't belong to the government. She was just using her body to kill her child. Her child was getting in her way of her life, and she was going to be in poverty. See what I mean? Once it's established and understood that that fetus in the womb is not just a fetus, it's a living creature, it's a life, then all the other arguments really don't matter. All the arguments about poverty, well, okay, so you want to kill the child after it's born. If it's a life, it's a life. If it's not a life, it's a life. And science is pointing to the fact that it's a life. And none of these other arguments really matter in the big scheme of things. But I also think it's interesting as well that we act like that pregnancy just happens or something. One, they act like pregnancy is a disease. And yes, there can be complications in the future of a pregnancy. But for the most part, especially in America, pregnancy is a beautiful thing. It's fine. It's not a disease, but it's treated as a disease that, oh, now that women who are pregnant have to give birth to their children, they're going to die. So you're treating pregnancy like a disease. But... and it, just going on this note, they also act like pregnancy just happens. Like it's immaculate conception. Like it's the Virgin Mary and they're pregnant. That's not what's going on. The women do have a choice. If you're worried about getting pregnant, you have a choice not to have sex. Oh, I know that's very controversial. How could you say that in America? What do you mean you have a choice? You're so backwards. Am I wrong? Yeah, there are the cases of rape and incest, which is as I've mentioned before, I don't like that argument because you're acting like that's the premise of why most people get abortions, and it's not. That is just not the premise of why most people get abortions. It's just not. But outside of that, the vast majority of abortions are people that are using it as birth control. And we're acting like, well, they just got pregnant and it was completely out of their control. The reality, it was not completely out of their control. The women did make a choice. And now they should live with the consequences of that choice and the responsibility from that choice, because the result of that choice is a life. Something that's alive, a human being, and you don't get to take away that life. You don't get to kill that human being merely because you don't want to live with the consequences of your actions. You don't want to live with the responsibility of your actions. You don't get to just kill a human being merely because it's inside the womb instead of outside the womb. You have to live with the consequences of those actions. Now, one of the other debates that has come up over this is, well, you shouldn't be pushing your religious beliefs on other people. That all this is people pushing their religious beliefs on others. Now, of course, that's ridiculous. Because when you read the opinion in the Supreme Court decision, it's not talking about religion. It's not saying that we're overturning Roe v. Wade because we're Christians and we believe abortion is wrong. Everything in it is based on constitutional reasoning, which understands that it was actually the court in the 70s that were judicial activists that created a right out of thin air that was always left up through the democratic process in the states. And they're saying that's what it should be. And they just circumvented the democratic process. And of course, those who usually cry democracy, democracy, hate democracy now that it's going to be used in the states over this issue. We can take more calls and texts on this. It's 251-343-0106. This is Yaffe filling in for Sean on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
To FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. This is Yaffe filling in for Sean. Appreciate him giving me the opportunity. We're talking about overturning of Roe v. Wade once again. There are other issues I want to get to, but, you know, I haven't been on this show since that decision had been made, so I wanted to talk about it. But I really wanted to dig deeper in the issue about, okay, the idea of freedom and how this really boils down to the fact that some view freedom as being free from responsibility, freedom from consequences, freedom from risk. And that's how you get a giant government that just provides everything and creates a dependency, which isn't freedom in the long run. Got a caller on the line, and you can call in as well or text in at 251-343-0106. Derek in Fairhope is on the line. Derek, thank you so much for calling in.
What's going on, Yaffe? What's going on? You're doing a good job.
You know, thanks, man.
You know, start off with what you were just talking about, you know, the freedom. You know, it's the freedom from consequence. And I've never understood this argument, is that the woman is free to choose, but the man is not. You know, if the man, you know, if the woman decides to keep it, well, then the man is now financially responsible. If the woman decides not to keep it, well, the man doesn't have a say either. So I don't really understand the whole entire argument that this is the man trying to hold the woman down, because you can't reciprocate that argument. It just really makes no sense. Now, what I was calling about is that with even the harshest abortion laws that, you know, that have the retroactive to go into effect, is I believe the one is at 15 weeks. That is still 2 weeks more than most of the Western world. Canada is at 13 weeks. Most of Europe is at 13 weeks. There's Norwegian countries that don't do abortions at all unless it comes down to the women's health. So even with them saying that this is doing whatever it's doing, which we both know that it's not, it's just kicking it back to the state, that is still not as restrictive as most of the Western world. France is at 13 weeks. The crazy thing, and I won't take up too much of your time, is that after that decision came down, there's an 850% increase in people looking to move to Canada, which they always do. And, you know, a couple of Canadian, lawmakers came out and said, well, I hope you do understand that our abortion laws are more restrictive than even the harshest abortion laws on the books in the United States. So the sad thing is that you have the media pushing, you know, a narrative that is just not factually true. We're still going to be one of the most liberal states or most liberal countries in the world when it comes to abortion. That's insane to me.
Derek, I appreciate your call. You're 100% right. And it was even more amazing that world leaders in Europe, and I forget which one, said, oh, this is a step backwards for America. This is a travesty and all this stuff. And it's like, our abortion laws here are still not as strict as yours. Now, I will say, according to Attorney General Steve Marshall, in Alabama, abortion is pretty much banned unless it's because of the health of the mother, even before 15 weeks. So Alabama does have pretty strict on that. Who knows if that could change in the future, but that is a result of the overturning. Now, he did mention something that I'm sure a lot of you heard this before, but talking about, okay, the woman has a right to choose. The man doesn't get a say, but the man will have to live with the responsibility if the woman has a right to choose to have the baby. And actually, what this goes against the argument that this is about men wanting to control women. Because, in fact, a lot of women who have abortions get the abortion because they're pressured by the man to do so. That the man doesn't want the kid, even though the woman might. And the man oftentimes wants to wants to push the woman into getting an abortion. So this idea that, oh, this is about men controlling women. One, most, there are plenty of pro-life women in this country. Most people that I know that are strong, staunchly pro-life are women. But two, a lot of these abortion cases, men are pressuring the woman to get an abortion. And they use abortion to pressure them into having sex in the first place. So you say you're compassionate for women against men, but you don't care so much about that. One person texted in and said, I just joined your show, so I don't know if this is covered, but The View is so outraged at Roe versus Wade. He said took their show to the Bahamas. Oh, The View. This is a good point. She was talking about The View, the show The View. They took their show to the Bahamas, even though the Bahamas doesn't allow abortion, but they're very outraged about abortion. In fact, since we got on that note, Whoopi Goldberg had some interesting comments on this. And this really goes to the religious aspect of this, which we'll talk to in a moment, because they're constantly arguing that this is just us pushing our religion on others, which isn't true. But Dalton, can you play the first Whoopi Goldberg cut I sent you? This is her on The View yesterday talking about this.
And I appreciate everybody's religion, but I do not subscribe to your religion. I don't ask you to subscribe to mine. And you do not have the right, based on your religious beliefs, to tell me, because what's next, as Clarence Thomas is signaling, they would like to get rid of contraception. Mm-hmm. Do you understand, sir? No, because you don't have to use it.
Okay. So one, she says, I have respect for your religion, but you can't force it on me. I always get a kick out of when people on the left say this, because the left has been forcing their beliefs down our throats on everything everywhere, especially in the last 10 years. So if they could stop forcing their religion on me, I could, you know, then we'll stop forcing our religion on you. I mean, deal here? So I don't even know if they really believe that. But then she goes to the Clarence Thomas argument, saying, oh, well, according to his opinion, they're going to look at contraception. Now, the rest of the court said, no, this only had to do with abortion. Even those who Alito, who even had this opinion in the Dobbs case, said that. What Clarence Thomas was really referring to was the idea that these kind of issues, including gay marriage and contraception, are things that should be decided by the states, not the federal government, and especially not the courts, that it's not their jurisdiction, that the court is basically legislating from the bench in doing this. So, but does that mean that contraception, that there is a move now to get rid of contraception because of this? No. There is not one state in the union that would want to pass a law outlawing contraception. So even if it did go back to the state under some kind of Supreme Court ruling on contraception, it wouldn't change anything. There is no way, not even Alabama is going to outlaw contraception. So that's not even an issue. And this next cut by Whoopi Goldberg, she kind of goes on and goes into the idea of interracial marriage. Can you play a cut to of Whoopi Goldberg for me, Dalton?
Well, we were not even people in the Constitution.
He is saying nothing is precedent anymore.
Well, you better hope that they don't come for you, Clarence, and say you should not be married to your wife, who happens to be white, because they will move back. And you better hope that nobody says, you know, well, you're not in the Constitution. You're back to being a quarter of a person.
We're back to the 50s.
That's not going to work either.
Oh, this is so, so ignorant. It's just so ignorant. So what she's talking about is the 3/5 clause in terms of a slave. So this is the 3/5 clause did not even count free blacks at the beginning of the country. It was just talking about slaves and how they were counted in representation. So she's still not correct. But even so, slavery existed. Under the 14th Amendment, equal protection was guaranteed at that point. So when she says, we're not even people in the Constitution, that's a lie. It's not even true. That is something that is specifically talked about in the Constitution under the 14th Amendment. Where abortion, there is no amendment or in the original Constitution talking about abortion. They tied some kind of weird thing to it was the right to privacy, which was absurd how they try to connect that. But the idea that, oh, we're going to get rid of interracial marriage, they literally can't under the Constitution because of the 14th Amendment. And those states that outlawed it before, it's unconstitutional. But that's another issue where even if it was brought back to the states, there is not one state in this country that would go down that road. So democratically, it would never pass any of the states anyway. So it just shows major, major ignorance on why this issue was made, why we're here, so on and so forth. How they have shallow thinking. Another person said the 15th Amendment gave Africans the right to vote. Clearly, there are people. That's true, African-Americans. There you go. Now, we got to take a break. I think I hear the music. Yes, we got to take a break here. When we get back, I want to play someone on the other side who makes probably the best pro-life argument I've heard in the past week and does it against the mainstream media. You're listening to Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5. This is Yaffe filling in for Sean.
KRG News 5, I'm Devin Walsh. The mother of a young man murdered in Pritchard said she will never be ashamed of her son. In a social media post today, TikTok star Ophelia Nichols, known as Mama Tot, acknowledged that her son, according to police, was in Pritchard selling drugs when he was killed Friday night. Nichols said, in her words, please don't think badly of my son for the circumstances of how he was taken. We are not ashamed of him and never will be. Randon Lee was killed Friday night on St. Stephen's Road. The city of Mobile has received a $340,000 grant that will establish a third recycling drop-off center. There are two already at Museum Drive and Pine Hill Drive. No word on where the third location will be. The Tropic Falls Indoor Water Park at Owa will open tomorrow at 10. It has several slides, a huge splash pad, and lazy river. Admission is $69.99, and that includes both parks. Devin Walsh, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
We're back here on Midday Mobile. This is Yaffe filling in for Sean. Always love talking to the people of Mobile. There are so many other things going on. I didn't necessarily think that the abortion issue would take up the whole show, but there's just so many important things to say, and I wanted to get your texts in as well, reacting to it. But I mean, in terms of other stories that are going on, there's the story, gas prices are still high. Biden's being lectured by the rest of the world is you're going to need to drill more oil. 50 migrants were found dead in a truck. And of course, they were being smuggled in illegally. The border crisis continues to get worse. Biden is pushing a Build Back Better plan for the world. $600 billion or something in his G7 summit. And in the next hour, I am going to talk about the other Supreme Court case that was a victory for religious liberty. But just kind of to wrap up the topic I'm talking about, I wanted to give you kind of the other side of this. Real quick, Dalton, I want you to grab the Kristi Noem cut because she was on CBS. Actually, she was on ABC This Week on Sunday. Martha Raddatz, who's very, very biased. That was one of the most biased pieces of journalism news I've ever seen was ABC This Week this past Sunday. I mean, they didn't even try to be objective on this issue. But despite that, Kristi Noem actually had some really good responses to this whole issue, which they can't argue with because it gets to the issue of life versus not life. And once you realize that we're talking about protecting a life, then, of course, someone doesn't have the right to take that life away. But go ahead and play a Kristi Noem, Governor of South Dakota, cut one for me.
The American Medical Association calls the Supreme Court decision a brazen violation of patients' rights, saying that states that end legal abortion will not end abortion. They will end safe abortion, risking devastating consequences, including patients' lives. You just heard Dr. Jen Ashton say the decision will affect women of color to an even greater degree.
Well, what's interesting to me, Martha, is that I've talked to many doctors who say when they do procedures on babies in the womb, when they work on babies that have not been born yet, that those babies are patients. So they define them as patients, and if they defend patients' rights, they should be defining and defending that life that's in the womb as well. And it is an individual, and every life has value. So in South Dakota...
But we're talking about the mothers as well.
Yes, we are, and that's what I'm getting to, is this website that we have connects those mothers that are in this situation with all the resources that they may need during that pregnancy to support them financially, get them the health care that they would need, make sure they're connecting with pregnancy centers, and also making sure that they can connect with adoptive families should they choose to give that baby up for adoption. But we want to help support these mothers. I think we can do better in this country, making sure that we're walking alongside them in these situations and making sure that they do have the type of health care and the support financially that they need.
Yeah. How do you argue against that when she's like, look, doctors, when they're doing procedures on babies in the womb, call them patients because they understand that it's a life that they're doing the procedure on. And the mother in that situation understands. So if it's a life and you're wanting to protect life, you can't just think about the mother. You have to think about the life in the womb. And that right to life doesn't go away just because that life is in the womb versus outside the womb. It was a great argument. And Martha Raddatz, though, she was not having it. She tried to catch Kristi Noem in something again, but I thought she had a good response. Go ahead and play Kristi Noem cut two for me, Dalton.
You say every abortion always has two victims, the unborn child and the mother. What would you say to adult women in this country who do not feel they are in any way victims, that in fact they consider choices they make with their own bodies no one's business but theirs and their doctors?
You know, I'd encourage them to continue to follow the science, to continue to follow what we know to be true today with the technology that's been advanced, and to really look at the Supreme Court decision for what it is. Take the sensational pundit commentary out of it and look at the fact that what the Supreme Court did was fix a wrong decision that was made many years ago and now give the power back to the states. What they said is that the Constitution does not guarantee a right to an abortion. That means that each state will make the decision for themselves on what their laws look like, and that those women have an opportunity to speak to their elected officials there closer to home to make sure that their laws reflect what they value.
Amen to that. That was a great response. And what she showed there, actually, one, I love to follow the science. In fact, we had a texter weigh in and say that right before I played that comment, said they always talk about following the science until it goes against what they want. It's kind of in line with, they always talk about the beauty of democracy until democracy goes against what they want. They believe in democracy and democratic institutions until they can use the court to go around democracy and just put forward an edict that's not even a right in the Constitution. And then all of a sudden, they hate democracy. Oh, this goes back to the states and the people decide. Now I hate democracy. But she talked about, well, I would call them to follow the science. There are legitimate arguments against this. And it goes back to the core, which they can't talk about. It's always caged in terms of this hurts women's potential. This is about men controlling women. This is about women choosing what to do with their body. This is about reproductive rights or taking away rights or whatever. But once you get to the core of the issue of what actually takes place during a procedure of abortion, once you get into the details of what's actually going on, that you're taking away a life, that you're killing a life, then there is no moral argument pro-abortion. There is no moral argument for allowing that abortion. And that's why they always have to cage it in all these other terms. Real quick, Dalton, before we go, I do want to play one more cut. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, kind of made one of these comments that, to me, it's like they're treating pregnancy like it's a disease or something. Go ahead and play AOC. Cut one for me, Dalton.
What's really important is honing in on this idea that the government, the governor and the Republican Party and, frankly, the Republican legislature in Arkansas cares about the life of a woman and the life of a mother. The state of Arkansas and Governor Hutchinson governs over a state that has the third highest maternal mortality in the United States. 71% of the women who die are Black women as well. This is a state that has 26% child poverty, where one in four children are living in extreme are living in poverty in the state of Arkansas, and forcing women to carry pregnancies against their will kill them. It will kill them, especially in the state of Arkansas, where there is very little to no support for life after birth, in terms of healthcare, in terms of childcare, and in terms of combating poverty. This decision and this policy will kill people, no matter what their spin and what their talking points are. And that's what the data shows, and that's what the statistics show.
See, they treat it like a disease. It will kill people. Okay. Imagine saying that to someone who wants to be pregnant. Oh, this will kill you. We have so much more to get to. One more hour to go. This is Yaffe filling in for Sean, a midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.